Amen. That's right. Amen. All right. Look in your Bibles to the book of Matthew. Book of Matthew this morning. I do thank the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Why I'm going to heaven is because of that blood. It ain't on my goodness or my do's and don'ts, but by the precious blood of Christ is the only reason I get to go to heaven. And I got news for you. That's the only reason you gonna go. Amen. We're in a day and time where folk either don't think they're too bad or others think they're too good. I want to tell you, the ground's level at the foot of the cross, and except you be born again, you'll never make heaven. Amen. So I appreciate the blood of the Lamb being applied, speaking on my behalf, and I thank Him and praise Him for that today. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, you're willing and able to stand this morning. I'll begin reading in verse number 18. I know for some this is considered a seasonal text, but it ain't seasonal. It's the Word of God. Amen. And I'm not going to deal with everything in the text, but I'm just going to read it all and then look at a verse and get to my thought. I hear this morning, I do cover your prayers and ask you, and I know many of you do, and I appreciate it that you pray for us daily, but especially these days where we're going to stand in this sacred place and preach the Word of God, because I've got to have the message. That's just how I am. I'm not pulling straws. I want the message that God would have for this service. That's my heart, always been my heart, and by the grace of God always will be. And so you pray God will touch us this morning. I thought about this. One of the main missing ingredients a lot of churches is the power of the Spirit of God. We got our church buildings, we got our choirs, we've got our musicians, we've got our praying, we've got everything you can imagine to have church, but many times we're lacking the main thing. That's the power of the Spirit of God. He's the one that brings it all alive. That's right. And while we sit around critique and criticize folk die and go to hell, we need the power of God to help us. Amen. And so let's just look in God's Word this morning and let Him help us today. Matthew chapter 1 and beginning in verse number 18. Bible said, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, for they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be a child, shall bring forth a son, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for the opportunity that you've given us one more time this side of eternity to be in your house. Lord, I beg you with all my might and soul, I pray in the name of Jesus this morning that you would empower me and help me in preaching what you put upon my heart. I pray, God, that you remove anything that would distract or hinder. I pray you'd bind the forces of the enemy. I pray the Word of God would go forth in life and liberty and power. I pray you'd save that soul that's lost. I pray you'd help your people. May you be glorified in all we say and do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 21 today, where the Bible says that, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I want to preach this morning, God being my helper, on the subject of Jesus. Jesus, that is what I'm going to preach on today. And by the way, that is the main message of the Church of the Living God. It is not about our hierarchy or our set of rules, but how the message that sinners are needing is about Jesus Christ Himself. Now, I want to say this before I get very far. I am glad I know Him as my personal Savior. Amen. I don't have a secondhand relationship. It is not secondhand information. But I do know Him today. And I sure would like for you to know Him like I know Him today. Oh, friend, I know sometime we go to church and we've had rough days and weeks, and I can be sad, can be heartaches and problems. I want to tell you, there's nothing tears out of the heart of the believer out like just thinking about Jesus Christ. It'll help you. It'll encourage you. It'll get you going in the right direction. I'm just thinking about Him today. Oh, I want to give you four things about Jesus this morning, and I'll be done. First of all, I will look at who He is. The Bible said here in Matthew 1 in verse 23, "Behold, a virgin shall be a child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. Can I say, first of all, He is the sovereign. He is God manifest in the flesh. How Timothy said, "Great's the mystery of godliness." What does that mean? That God was manifest in the flesh. I know some just think that's some kind of a Christmas story, but ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact that God wrapped Himself in flesh to come into this world. Amen. Now, who is Jesus? He is the sovereign. The Bible said there in the book of John in chapter 1 and verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Not a God, but was God. Hey, the cults will try to confuse you and say, "Well, He's a God." No, He is not a God. He is the God. Amen. Hey, Jesus is as much God as the Holy Ghost is God. Amen. You said, "Explain the Trinity." I can't do it, but I believe it. Amen. He is the sovereign this morning. He is God today. By the way, you want to know if a church is right or wrong? Find out what they believe about Jesus. Amen. I mean, you get down to where the river meets the road with them and find out just exactly what their doctrine says about Jesus Christ. Hey, much of the other stuff will sound like everybody. Hello. That's right. But what they have to say about Jesus does really matter. The Jesus of the cult is not the Jesus of this Bible. Amen. Jesus, according to the Word of God, is God manifest in the flesh. Who is Jesus? He's the sovereign. Not only He the sovereign, but He is the Son of God. Oh, yeah, we find there in Luke chapter 1 and verse number 32, he is referred, the angel speaking to Mary, "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest." Hey, at Jesus' baptism in Matthew chapter 3, as He come up out of the water, how the Spirit descended like a dove, and God from the balconies of eternity spoke into time and said, "This is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Somebody said, "That's a contradiction." Oh, no, it ain't. It's just what He said. Amen. He's the Son of God. You see, that lets you know He wasn't born of a man of earth. Amen. Hey, Jesus' father was not a Roman soldier. It wasn't Joseph. Amen. That would be his stepdaddy. That's right. Oh, but God. Amen. Hey, the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary, and what was conceived in her was of the Holy Ghost. It was God manifest flesh. It was the Son of God. Amen. Hey, He is the Son of God. Amen. Peter, boy, one day, Jesus said, who do you say I am? They said, some say Elias, others a prophet. He said, who say you? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hey, I got news for you. What you do with Jesus is going to determine where you go in eternity. Amen. As many as received him. Oh, yeah. By the way, when Jesus got in the ship with the disciples one day, notice it said they took him in as he was. You got to take him like he is. Amen. You can't take some aspects of Jesus and leave the others out. Amen. It's all or nothing. Amen. Who is Jesus Christ this morning? He's the sovereign. He is the Son of God. Let me say also, he is the Savior. The Bible said in our text verse in Matthew 3 and verse 21, and shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I'm glad I can tell you he is the Savior today. Nobody else can save. Nobody. No earthly man, no church, no set of rules. Jesus Christ is the Savior. Amen. Hey, I will say, I'm glad I know him. Amen. Now, for some of you, bless your heart, you say, well, that's simple preaching. Yeah, it is. That's what God wants today, and it's the most needed message, the most glorious message, the grandest message, the holiest of all messages is about Jesus Christ and who he is today. Hey, he is the Savior. Boy, some of you get me and help me. I'd preach a little bit today. Amen. Hey, he is the Savior, the Son of God, the sovereign manifest in the flesh. Amen. Hey, that's who he is. Amen. We're not having a figment of the imagination. I'm telling you the reality of this thing today. I'm telling you, there is a man named Jesus, the God-man, the go-between between man and God. Hey, it's Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, friend, who is he? He's the sovereign. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. Amen. Hey, let me say this. Number two, what Jesus did. Let's look at what Jesus did just a minute. What did he do? Well, number one, he became our substitute. Amen. The Bible declares to us there in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, for it made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He was our substitute. The Bible declares in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hey, we were bound for hell. We were dead in trespasses and sin. And had we died, we went to hell. Amen. We needed a substitute. Sin's punishment, payment is death. Amen. We couldn't do it. Amen. Oh, but he became our substitute. Amen. He took your place. I would to God that would settle on you again that are saved, and you that are not saved, that you would understand that Jesus Christ took everybody's sin. Amen. Those that seem to be not too bad and those that we call bad sin. But I don't tell you, it's all unrighteousness. It's all ungodliness. And Jesus Christ became the substitute. Amen. He was willing to let the wrath of God be poured upon him in your place. He became our substitute. He was the sacrifice. Oh, yeah. There had to be a payment for sin. In the Old Testament, over and over again, they offered the lambs and the bullocks and the pigeons, and all that blood was only putting sin off. But Christ became our sacrifice. In the Old Testament, when you came to the tabernacle, you'd bring your sacrifice to the door. You couldn't go no further. Amen. You weren't allowed inside of there. Only the priesthood could go in that place. But you brought that sacrifice. And there at the door you'd meet the priest. And you'd put your hands on that sheep, that goat, whatever it was. And that was becoming your substitute. It was going to be the sacrifice. Amen. Well, I'll tell you something. When Jesus came in this world, he came to be the sacrifice. For John on the banks of the Jordan said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Hey, he became our sacrifice. The Bible said in Hebrews at chapter 9 and verse 11, "But Christ, being come and high priest of good things, come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once in the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, have purged your conscience from dead works, had to serve the living God." What is it? He was our sacrifice. Amen. All, I want you to get this, all your sin was laid on him. Amen. Oh, there's folks, "Well, I've not done this." You're a sinner. You was born that way. You was born a sinner. And if you don't get saved, I'm going to tell you something, you'll have to pay for that in hell. That'd be forever. We ain't talking for a little while. I'm talking about burning forever and ever and ever. Why? Because you didn't get saved. Amen. Hey, what you do, Jesus really matters. But I'll tell you something, hear me. Jesus ain't fire insurance. Are you hearing me? He is Lord and Savior. Amen. Hey, we're not peddling fire insurance. We're telling you about one who's holy and can save. But you got to come to him on his terms according to his word today. Amen. He is our sacrifice. But let me say this, he didn't stay dead neither. Amen. And I'm very glad of that. Hey, we find there in Revelation 1:18, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Have the keys of hell and of death." Hey, Jesus Christ really died, but he didn't stay dead 3 days, 3 nights later. He resurrected under his own power in a body. Not a spirit. In a body. You see, I'm telling you again, you check out every church what they say about Jesus. Hey, if they don't believe he come out in a body, you run from them. Because it ain't the same Jesus of this Bible. You say, "How do you know it's a body?" He said, "Touch me, handle me." How you going to touch and handle a spirit? Hello? How can you do this, Thomas, be allowed to thrust your hand into my side if it ain't a body? Amen. Hey, are you listening this morning? I'm telling you, Jesus Christ didn't stay dead. I shall on that on an October Sunday morning, as sure as I will on Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Hey, wouldn't have God some of you learn to go to church? Amen. I mean that. I wish you'd learn. Forget about everything else. Understand we are in here a worshiping, glorifying, making much of a risen Savior today. He is not dead. He is alive. I'm going to act like it. Amen. Hey, because we know it's truth. Quit wallowing your self-pity. Quit wallowing in your past. Come to Jesus Christ, be forgiven, hey, and understand he's alive and well. Oh, friend, who Jesus is, what Jesus did. And then let me say number three, where he is. Where is he this morning? Can I say first and foremost, he is on the throne in heaven. Amen. He is much alive sitting at the right hand of the Father. He talked about the throne of grace in Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 14 through 16, talking about our high priest being in at the throne of grace. Hebrews 12:2 said this, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is at the right hand of the Father today. That's why I can pray. That's why you can pray. Amen. We're not going through Mary. Mary had to get right with God, sure as you do. Amen. But Jesus Christ, he's not on the way of salvation, but he's the way to the ear of God. Amen. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Boy, that's wonderful news. Hey, man, you talk about knowing somebody that knows somebody. Huh? I know somebody that knows somebody that can help you. Ever heard that? I'll tell you, I'm glad I know somebody that does know somebody. Amen. Matter of fact, I can word it like this. I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Amen. Hey, that's him today. He is on the throne in heaven today. I like what was said a moment ago. I'm glad he wringed his hands in heaven. What am I going to do? I never saw a problem like that before. Huh? Well, you've got like that, haven't you? Well, preacher, you don't understand what I'm going through. Oh, but there's a God in heaven. Amen. Matter of fact, Jesus has been touched with all of our infirmity. You understand, he was in flesh. He knew what it was to be forsaken. He knew what it was to be tired. He knew what it was to be, my friend, thirsting, a lot of other things. Hey, he is touched with all of our infirmities. Amen. Hey, he's right there by the right hand of the Father this morning. Man, I'm going to tell you, you talk about audience. I'll never have audience with the president. That'd probably never happen unless God some miraculous way willed it and gave me a message, whatever. But I don't tell you something. I have access to the God of heaven. And I'd rather have his ear than anybody else's ear any day. Amen. Because he can do something about what's going on. Amen. Hey, he is at the throne. He is at the right hand of the Father. Oh, that he in the throne in heaven. Hey, he's on the throne of my heart. Preacher, how can he be there and here too? Oh, he's everywhere. Where are you going to go without? Hey, you can't go anywhere. He's not. Hey, man. Oh, hey, that's some of them cosmonauts. And they first went out to space, come back and said, I didn't see no God. They couldn't because they blind as they can get. Hey, man. Hey, I look up at the star of heaven and see God every night. He spoke worlds into being. He knows every one of them stars individually. He sung with them. Amen. He heard their music come off of them. You understand that? Preacher, you're crazy. Hey, I'm not crazy. I'm saved in my right mind on my way to heaven. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, hey, he lives in my heart. That's why I act like I do. I have a choice. I can go around glum and sad and sire, or I can rejoice that he's alive and well and in control of this thing. He lives in my heart. Amen. Hey, I'm glad that I know where he is today. Amen. Hey, listen to me today, sinner. He loves you. He wants to save you. Amen. Oh, friend. Hey, no, let me say this. We see who he is and what he did and where he is. Let's look forth for a minute at what he is going to do, or doing and going to do. What's he going to do and what is he doing, preacher? Well, let me say first, he saves sinners. Luke 19:10, it said that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. I got good news, sinner. He wants to save you. Amen. Now I'm going to go back to my text again, back there in Matthew. Now I want you to look at it again with me. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, I want you to go back in your Bible. Look with me now. This is how he says. This is how he says. Are you hearing me? And hear me good. It said, and she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He don't save you and leave you in your sin. He'll save you from sin. People say, I like to quit this, quit that. You get saved. Amen. You come and trust Christ. You turn from your sin. See, that's what's happening. Folk, they ain't repented. Boy, I wouldn't preach on repentance for long. Oh, man, there's repentance all over this Bible. Amen. And I'll say this, they believe in repentance in hell, and they believe in repentance in heaven. Amen. I'm sure chapter and verse they believe it in heaven. For it said they rejoice over one sinner that what? Repenteth. Don't tell me you don't have to repent. Hello. It's more than you checking off a list of facts. I'll believe that, and I'll believe that, and I'll believe that. You hearing me real good? You're going to have to come to end of yourself, sick of your sin, and come to Christ saying, I know I'm a sinner. I'm going to hell. I deserve to go to hell. I want you to save me and change me, and he'll do it. Amen. He changes lives. Amen. Hey, he's the one to take a beer bottle out of your hand and put a Bible in it. Amen. Hey, he can take you out of a place that folk have no business of going to and get you out of that and get you at church. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ saves sinners. Amen. Help yourself, GW. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Amen, GW. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm glad Jesus saves sinners. Amen. You say, preacher, that ain't no sense in all that hollering. I'm going to tell you something. If you really know him like I know him, it might change how you act at church too. Amen. Hey, I'm tired of, I'm telling you something, I'm over worried about what folk think about me. When it comes church time, I'm going to church. Amen. You can be sad and sire. I'm happy in Jesus alone. Amen. He saves sinners. You say, I'm too bad. No, you're not. Hey, are you hearing me? Jesus Christ will reach down to the bottom because that's where he finds all sinners. Are you hearing me? They ain't none of us good. Amen. There's no spark of divinity in nobody. Amen. But Jesus Christ will save you. Amen. Oh, somebody said, preacher, how do you know you repented? Because I'm still repenting. Amen. Preacher, how do you know it changed you? Because it's still changing me. 36 years later, and I'm still having the God of heaven speak to me, say, lay that off, start doing that. Amen. I ain't around, nor has anybody else. Amen. Hey, we find that he is saving sinners. Let me say this too. He's soon returning. He is coming again. He said in John 14, I go away. He's gone away. He's done that. He said, but I will come again and receive you. I said, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm telling you, I'm glad I'm saved because when he comes, I'm out of here. Amen. I'm not worried. Hey, I'm not worried about the world as far as, oh, what am I going? I'm going to tell you something. I'm saved. I'm leaving here. I'm a pilgrim. I'm a stranger. I'm passing through. Amen. Somebody said, well, yeah, you are strange. I'm glad I am. I'm glad I'm not fitting in your puzzle. Amen. Hey, I'll be a square peg trying to get in a round hole all day long. Amen. Why? Jesus Christ saved me, changed me, put joy in my heart. Amen. Hey, and he's soon coming. Hey, I'm telling you, the rapture is going to fix every one of my problems. Going to fix them all. I mean that. Because I'm looking for him. I'm ready to go. I hope you are. Amen. Hey, I'm telling the thing you need to understand is Jesus Christ has done all of this. And he beckons to you. But if you refuse him, he won't make you. You hear me? He won't make you get saved. But he invites you to be saved. Amen. I'm going to tell you what somebody said, well, preacher, then getting saved, that sounds hard. The getting saved part's not hard. It really ain't. It is as simple as Romans tells us. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, whoso calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is really that simple. The hard part is you. The hard part's you. Will you repent, turn to Christ, receive him as Lord and Savior, or are you going to reject him? See, that's the hard part. You've got to be the one. Your heart's going to have to turn from sin and self, turn to Christ. That's what it is. A lot of folks, I don't know, ask, preacher, where does a person get saved at? Because I know what we see them get saved in the altar. I've had them get saved in the office. Had them get saved at home. I've had them get saved in church steps. I've had them get saved. I know they got saved riding down the interstate in automobiles. Hey, any place you can really get saved. But you know where you got saved at? That very place your heart turned. Amen. Hey, I really believe if a person's serious about getting saved, and they come out of that pew, they got it. Because their heart's already turned. They're not coming down here to play. You hear me? They didn't come down here to let everybody take a look at me and smile. Let's pop bubble gum together. No. But if their heart had already turned from sin and self and turned to Christ, they'd come down making a public confession what God's doing in their heart. Amen. Hey, I'm glad that he saves whosoever will. Amen. Oh, you say, well, preacher, aren't you afraid you're in part of the elect? I am. I am. Went in whosoever will and looked back and said, the elect for the foundation of the world. And I said, hallelujah. I'm satisfied. Well, that makes a lot of folk nervous, and I don't know why. Do you not understand there's a place of foreknowledge of God and the free will man meet? It really does. And why are you going to pick and go crazy? I don't know why. Hey, I'm believing what the Bible said. I'm in. Amen. Hey, today, Jesus Christ stands and beckons you to come. He has allowed me, and I thought about this afresh over this weekend. But I'll be honest with you, it put some fear and reverence and trembling in me afresh. Stand between man and God in this pulpit. That's serious to me. Listen, that is why I know sometimes people tell me things and I forget it, and I'm sorry. But I'm going to tell you something. When I come in this building, I have come with something on my heart, and I don't want nothing in the way of me getting it to you. I really don't. I'm trying my best. I know Brother Tim mentioned Sunday school. It's tunnel vision. I understand that. I'm guilty of that. But I'm telling you, I didn't come when this. Hey, 11 o'clock's time to get in here and let's worship. Amen. We can talk after a while. You can call me in the office this week. But we're here to do business with a holy God. Amen. Oh, that's what we're here doing this morning. Oh, I know some, they laugh at different things at church. They're so entertained with everything around them. I'm going to tell you, you need to get your eyes off everybody else. You need to get your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, I pray you take this message, use it for thy honor and for thy glory. I've tried my best to brag on you, tell folk about you fresh and anew. Oh, my Father, help that sinner here today doesn't know you as Lord and Savior to repent and be saved. Lord, I'd get saved for them if I can, but I can't. Lord, you made it as an individual basis. Lord, help folk to do business with you. Help them not let their pride, help them not let nothing keep them from getting born again today. Lord, I do thank you again for all you've done. Thank you. I know who you are and you know me.
help us in this invitation time in Jesus' name. Heads bowed.